With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge ordering a temporary halt to construction at that immigration detention center in Florida. Jennifer King reports.
In Miami, responding to an environmental lawsuit, U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams has issued a temporary restraining order to halt further construction at Alligator Alcatraz. Under Thursday's order, the Florida Immigration Detention Facility can continue to operate and hold detainees, but workers are barred from adding any new infill, paving, or infrastructure for the next 14 days. Environmental groups and the Miccosukee tribe have asked the judge for a preliminary injunction to halt operations. A second separate lawsuit by civil rights groups will have a hearing scheduled for August 18th. I'm Jennifer King.
In Texas, the owners of two hill country camps telling lawmakers they should help camps design a multi-layered disaster plan that creates useful backstops. One owner recommended youth camps should work together with first responders to develop their emergency management plans. President Trump wants to change just how the Census Bureau collects data. Here's Greg Clugston.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal judge set to hear a Trump administration request to end a long-standing policy on protections for immigrant children in federal custody. The Flores settlement limits how long Customs and Border Protection can actually hold the children, and it also requires safe conditions. This is SRN News. A fight is brewing over a United Nations treaty.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child does not mention abortion, but the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child thinks that it should. The committee is trying to add language to the treaty that would require signatories to agree to make sure that underage girls can get an abortion. That would be a non-starter for many countries with pro-life laws and might undermine the treaty entirely. Representatives of Argentina have already said no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Artist Amy Sherald has canceled a planned exhibit at the National Portrait Gallery after officials raised concerns over her painting Transforming Liberty 2024. Painting depicts a non-binary transgender person posing as the Statue of Liberty. President Trump has vowed to get the federal government completely out of the business of promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. President Trump ordering an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like, say, gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. Executive order addresses debanking, where the banks close accounts or in some cases refuse business with certain industries. Mr. Trump accuses banks like J.P. Morgan and the Bank of America in targeting him and his allies. The order directs federal regulators to ensure banks do not discriminate based on political or religious beliefs and refer the cases to the Justice Department. Average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage has fallen to its lowest level in 4 months. Welcome news for home buyers who've been held back by some high home financing costs. Long-term rate fell to 6.63%, down from 6.72%. More details at srnnews.com.